It is Tuesday, April 16th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, new legislation regarding landowner rights in the Fayetteville Shale Play. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel discusses the aftermath of the Mayflower oil spill and the value of intergenerational gardening. We'll hear from a grandfather and grandson growing food together in the Arkansas River Valley.
But first, after a failed vote yesterday afternoon, the Arkansas House this morning passed the appropriation bill that will fund a federally backed expansion of the state's Medicaid system.
Question before the House, passage of House Bill 1219. Prepare the machine, Mr. Clerk. Voting on the bill and the emergency clause. Is everyone voting? Is everyone voting? Cast the ballots. 77 yeas, 23 nays. Order, order. House, come to order.
The scene of today's vote was reportedly vastly different from the one of yesterday afternoon. Legislators discussed House Bill 1219 for just shy of a half hour before the 77-23 vote in favor of the measure. Yesterday, the bill failed in a 69-28 vote, meaning that five nay votes swung to yay votes in the last 24 hours. One such swing vote was from Representative Sue Scott, a Republican from Rogers. Speaking from the House floor, she said that when she cast her vote on the bill, many faces would be on her vote.
Maybe the mother of five who called me this morning at 6:30, who said, "We all work at our business because we have to. We can't afford to hire anyone else." I am going to vote for this. I had originally said I would not, but I've had too many phone calls from too many good, hardworking people, not lobbyists. Not that they're not hard workers, too, but the real people.
But vocal opposition to the expansion was still present in the House chamber. Representative Bruce Westerman, a Republican of Hot Springs, continued his stated opposition to the bill, calling out members of the press, the governor's office, hospitals, insurance providers, and lobbyists, and anyone else who he saw as supporters of the bill. He also called out his Republican House colleagues who were on the fence about the bill.
To my friends who are considering voting for this appropriation, but doing so against the convictions in your heart, I ask you this. Is this vote worth 30 pieces of silver? It's okay to be afraid, but face your fears, have courage, and do the right thing anyway. Oppose Medicaid expansion and vote against this appropriation.
The bill now heads to the Senate for consideration. 27 senators must sign off on the bill before it can become law.
2.5 weeks after a pipeline ruptured, sending what was described as a river of oil through a residential neighborhood in Mayflower, the damaged section of pipe has been removed. ExxonMobil spokeswoman Kim Jordan spoke with reporters as crews worked cutting around the 22-foot gash.
There's a 52-section piece of pipe that's going to be removed. We've taken precautions so that we're cutting further out, far enough out on either side of the crack so that the affected portion stays intact as it's lifted out. And it's sent to an independent lab for analysis. We hope to learn the cause of the breach.
Hundreds of thousands of gallons of raw tar sands oil was spilled. ExxonMobil is paying for the cleanup and says it will also pay for all damage caused. Meanwhile, the Arkansas Attorney General's office is conducting an independent investigation. We'll hear from Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel later on the program.
The Fayetteville City Council tonight will consider awarding a construction management services contract for the Entertainment District Parking Deck project. Aldermen will consider awarding the contract to Baldwin and Shell Construction of Rogers. The entire project is estimated to cost around $6.1 million, and the contract would compensate Baldwin and Shell 5.5% of the total construction cost. David Jurgens is the city's manager for the project, and he says fees for construction management services can be higher or lower depending on the complexity of the project, but the fee set for this project is somewhere in the middle.
If it's a very large project, if you have a $60 million project, then it's going to probably be a lower fee. This one is, in the scale of construction projects, is relatively small. If it was smaller, it would be a higher percentage fee. This one is a little bit complicated because we have both the city involved as the owner, and we are the owner, but we have a customer being the Walton Arts Center who will be occupying the Walton Arts Center Administration Building, and so we'll be providing a great deal of input on that facility.
But just because the city is just now issuing the construction management services contract doesn't mean that progress on the project has been stalled. Juergens says the design process is strongly underway.
Working out the details of all the designs, working it through the planning process. It has been submitted for large-scale development through the city's planning office because we have to meet all of our own requirements. So we didn't slow down to bring the contractor on board, but now the contractor does have a representative or several involved in the design process, working on all those cost aspects of it, the buildability, how much, you know, when we're making decisions of are we going to build it with this technique or this technique, he can say what technique he feels would cost more or less, which one would be the easiest or hardest to build on this site, and what the impacts would be on time, et cetera.
The Fayetteville City Council meets tonight.
Although the program Safe Routes to School has already been in place in some Fayetteville schools, two Bentonville schools yesterday rolled out their own bike trains for the first time. Program got its start after the group Bike Bentonville received a $50,000 grant last year from the National Center for Safe Routes to School organization. The two new bike trains debuted yesterday are for students of R.E. Baker Elementary and Old High Middle Schools. Kyla Templeton is a member of Bike Bentonville. She says while the bike trains are between 2 and 5 miles long, the longest one as of yet for Bentonville students is about 3 miles. The different riding distances for students means different meeting times are needed along the way.
Most of them meet right around 7. The one from Bella Vista meets about 6:45. And then the others are at like 7:05 or 7:10. Or the one in downtown meets at 7:15. So they don't have to come as far. But they all want to be at school a few minutes early so that the kids have time to get settled and get their bike helmets put up and that sort of thing.
She says about 30 students participated in the two bike trains held yesterday, but more bike trains are scheduled to begin throughout the week. With more students on bikes comes a concern about safety, a concern she says has been paramount from the beginning.
We did surveys with the parents before we launched this, and the number one concern with parents was the amount of traffic and the speed of the traffic. So the amount of traffic we can't really do a lot about, but we can do something about the speed of the traffic. So we want people to slow down and be aware that there will be kids out riding the bikes. We put up signs along the route so that motorists will know where the kids are going to be riding. And so that should help them to be aware that that's going to be there.
Bike trains aren't entirely new to the Bentonville school system. According to Bike Bentonville, physical education teachers from Brightfield Elementary began a twice-a-week bike train in February.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night dropped their second game in a row to the Frisco Rough Riders. The Nats fell 10-3 after Frisco pulled ahead with 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th and 1 run in the 8th. The Naturals finished the 3-game series in Frisco tonight before returning to Arvez Ballpark on Thursday.
Mostly cloudy tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s in Northwest Arkansas, mid to upper 60s tonight in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, clouds, 40% chance of showers. Highs will be near 80 in Northwest Arkansas, lower 80s for the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, 80% chance of rain with lows in the mid-50s in Northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley, 70% chance of rain, lows in the mid-50s.